Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Did you know you were going to play when you woke up this
morning? What was the key to that last drive?
Pass protection. I mean, with those edge rushers, I thought we handled them extremely well all day long. Chuck stepped in there for Jermon, played well. Slaw went over to center. I mean, a lot of moving parts up there, and those guys held their own and fought all day.
When did you know you were going to play today? I mean, give us a little idea of the process this morning.
Went out there, felt around. I mean, threw a little bit this morning. Felt good enough to go. It took some reps throughout the week. Felt good about our game plan, and, we thought we'd give it a shot and see how it went.
Jay, how limited were you physically, and how much did those limitations maybe help you be more patient in the pocket?
A little bit of both. You still had to move around a little bit that first drive. Had to move around a little bit later on. It's hard to play an instinctual game and then move and have to realize, hey, we can't exactly do that. On the last drive there, I was moving to the right and, wasn't going to go very far, so decided to get down and try to save a little bit of time and keep moving. So it was a little back and forth throughout the game, just try to manage it.
Jeff, so you guys came back from the turnover there, but what happened on that third and one where?
We have Marty there. Like to leave it a little bit outside, let him run through it. I think we'd have a good play there, so.
To get another shot there, what's your mindset taking the field there?
We felt good. 2-minute drive. I thought Marquise did a heck of a job there coming up big. Some big time catches. He had that drop and then came back. Had a couple catches in a row. Eddie had a big catch there. Had a fourth down to Marty. So we kind of moved it around a little bit. Once we got that completion to Eddie, I felt pretty good about it that we were gonna have a shot to win it.
Could you tell that they were conceding the boundary a lot? You guys got out of bounds three times, I think.
Yeah, I mean they were playing pretty conservative. I don't know that last play to Q, they still were playing pretty conservative, even though we were getting close to range. So you have to talk to them. They might want to do it differently.
When you throw an interception to Woods, how do you get past your own sense of, oh, boy, here we go again, the next time you get on the field?
I don't even think about that. I talk to Marty, talk to Adam, what happened, what we would like to have happened. If we did it right, and then that's it. I mean, can't linger on it, can't worry about it, because we got a shot, and guys are depending on me to go out there and get it done.
Jay, how did the transition from Will to Matt go, and what's it like to have to juggle two guys moving in different spots?
Different centers, they snap it different ways. We had that fumble early on. Then we kind of went to a little bit more gun, pistol stuff to kind of help him out. But he'll be fine. He knows all the points. He knows the offense like the back of his hand. So going forward, if we have to go with him, we should be pretty confident.
Jay, how many snaps do you take from Matt in an average week?
This week, two. Four, single digits.
How gutsy was it for that old line to pull it together the way they did?
Huge, huge. Against an Alden Smith and a Mack. I mean, two guys that they're elite pass rushers. Justin Tuck inside. We knew it was going to be a challenge, and I thought Kyle, battled all game long. Didn't really feel him. Chuck did a heck of a job too. So couldn't be more proud of them, especially with the injuries and guys stepping up.
What did Marty mean to the offense today? What did you see when, he frees himself in the touchdown?
Yeah, they kind of busted that coverage. We had it later on. It just worked the opposite side. So he had some tough catches across the middle, had some catch and carries where he was turning it up. That 2-minute drive, we were having him block a little bit more too. He's so versatile. He does so many things well. It's just a matter of us keeping him in the game plan. And his run blocking is, one of the tops in the league too. He's a fun player.
Jay, you had a lot of single high early out of the game. You guys were testing more horizontally. Did you want to take some more vertical shots, or was that by design that you guys were playing a little bit more conservative?
It was more zone than man-to-man, so they were kind of bailing out of there, giving us some underneath stuff. I think we pushed the ball down with Q one time, got the pass interference. Had a couple other things on later on, the long one there in the 2-minute drive, trying to get a PI or a big play. But as much zone as they played, we kind of just wanted to pick and choose and play underneath a little bit.
Did you feel restricted within the pocket? It looked like you were able to move around, at least in a confined space.
Yeah, in a confined space, I felt pretty good. you know, once I had, if I had to break contain or move a little bit more, it might have been a little bit dicey. But in that 5 yard little box, I felt pretty good.
Guys have been in the game at halftime of every game coming into this one. How good does it feel to get the W?
Yeah, it's a big win. I mean, the guys are excited. Coaching staff's excited. We got a good group in there. So we got to learn from this, though. It's always easier to look at mistakes after a win. It's just kind of how it is. We'll look at it tomorrow, and we got to move on. Just like it's only one loss, it's only one win. We got to move on to KC and try to get that one as well.
Does the term quick healer apply to you, or do we make too much about it when you did go down 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, never know, I guess.
John did talk a lot about your toughness, though. Yeah. Your mindset when it comes to coming back from injury, can you explain how you attack, you know, the rehab and the recovery?
I mean, I don't like the training room, so my thing is I'm going to get in there and do as much as possible and get out as quickly as possible. I want to be back on the field, back playing. So that's kind of my mindset. I tell the trainers, my first day in there, I was like, I'm not going to be in here long. We're going to get in, you know, and however many games it is, but we're going to accelerate this because I want to get back to playing. And as a quarterback, you don't have to move around as much. I mean, I'm not that swift in a running quarterback, so I like to stay in the pocket for the most part, so you can kind of manage those things.
Take steps towards your recovery at home as well, whether it's like eating. Mm-hmm. So what was involved in the part that's away from the training room?
We don't have time for that.
you don't. While you might not be a running quarterback, you use your athleticism all the time. Is it hard to fight against that instinct to leave the pocket?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I touched on earlier. It's hard to, like I said, play an instinctual game, and your instinct says go, but then your body's like, hey, you can't do that, or it's not smart. Moved around that first drive, moved around a lot, and you know, I told Dallas, like, you know, I don't know how much longer we can keep this up, but you know, they're playing a lot of zone. We're gonna have to just, you know, find some holes, check it down a little bit, and that's kind of what we did. We kind of managed it from there on out in the fourth quarter. You know, that last drive, you know, at that point, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Did it tighten up on you at all today?
Or? No, we kept some heat over there on the sideline, so I stayed pretty loose.
Looked like the second play of the game, you thought about taking off, and did you? Kind of feel it or remember?
We went into it. I was like, I don't really want to move around that much early on. And, you know, then we had two broken plays. We had big play, and I come off, and Adam's like, we weren't moving around. I'm like, felt good. So I'm happy we got the win, happy to get out of it, you know, relatively healthy.
Thank you.